Hi, Bob.
Hi.
You can get started with Matt.
Hey, Bob. How did Sean Manaea look to you, especially after that first inning where it was a little shaky and then he had that comeback off the arm?
Yeah, it was good to see him come back, and he had to wait for a while too. So, you know, I'm glad we're able to do the re-entry thing. But, you know, just a little spotty with command in the first, you know, was pulling some balls and uncharacteristically, some balls in the dirt, and then the next three were fantastic. So all in all, a good day.
Are you kind of in, it sounds like you like that choice of being able to take a pitcher out and send it back in for the work?
Yeah, especially toward the end of spring, you know, you get a guy that throws too many pitches in the first inning and you need him to go four, you know, to get to his pitch count, you know, when getting close to the season. That was a good rule to institute for sure.
Martin.
Hey, Bob, how did Murphy look to you just overall behind the plate and at the plate today?
Good. Sean made him work early on with all those balls in the dirt. But, you know, it's just about getting your feet underneath you, getting some at-bats, which I'm glad he got a few at-bats today. And, you know, we'll give him tomorrow off, maybe get him a couple DH bats, maybe one or so, and then we'll play him again the next day, and then we have an off day. So he looks fine to me.
And you mentioned Kai Tom having some pop in his bat. What do you think of that ball he hit today? It went pretty far.
Yeah, if you guys were around, you could see him in BP. He does that often. So, you know, was it off speed pitch? He got out in front of a little bit and was able, you know, to get the barrel on, hit a home run. But he, you know, that's part of his game. He's hit 20 some home runs, I think, a couple years ago. And for a little guy, he generates some power. So it just didn't surprise us.
Matt.
I think you maybe talked the other day about Trevino, but is he just kind of building good innings at this point? I mean, are you just continuing to like what you see from him?
Yeah, I mean, a couple walks that, you know, uncharacteristic of what he's done this spring, but, you know, was able to work around it. Showed his curveball again, you know, for a called strike three and a two-strike count. A little bit more of a repertoire that he's using right now. So, you know, continues to pitch well.
Manolo.
Bobby knew the Eolis Guerra from before when he pitched with the Angels. He was late to camp this year, but he has three good outs. And so, what are some of the things that you like about him right now in your spring?
He's doing great. And, you know, we've known he had the changeup. He's got a breaking ball. He's efficient with his pitches. You know, he's got an understanding. He thinks pretty well out there, too. You know, guy on first base, he was a little slow to the plate. I throw over, and I don't even have to put a slide step on the next few pitches. He's much quicker to the plate. So he's got some more awareness to his game, too, which you'd expect from a guy that's been around a little bit.
Yes, and, well, you mentioned that you like that rule with spring training, you know, bringing back the pitcher. We have seen a lot of strange things the last few years. Will you like something like that in the regular season?
No, that you couldn't do that in the regular season. But it allows you to get your starters built up in the fashion that you want to in spring.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Thanks.